Hi, this week the question is anything wrong anymore? We've reached the point in our society that nothing is considered absolutely wrong anymore. People have come to believe that under certain circumstances, anything is allowable, from fornication to theft, from homosexuality to abortion, from euthanasia to gambling, from bankruptcy to profanity. We've learned to tolerate everything under the shining sun. Nothing is wrong anymore. Who is anyone to say something is wrong? Who's worthy to impose their standards on anyone else? After all, if we found ourselves in the same circumstances, how do we know we would do any better? But there's one thing that we have learned not to tolerate. We have learned not to tolerate intolerance. If anyone dares to say something is wrong, we've learned to ignore, ridicule, and blaspheme that person or group of people. Is there anything wrong anymore? Are some things wrong for all people, at all times, in all places, in the spiritual realm? In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 25, the Bible says, "But the word of the Lord endures forever." In Matthew 24, verse 35, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away." In John chapter 10, verse 35, "The scripture cannot be broken," the Bible says. If there is an omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient, unchangeable God who holds the life of all creatures in His hands, then His moral standards of right and wrong have not changed. The Bible claims to be the Word of the living God. 883 times in the Bible, the Scriptures record the words, "Thus saith the Lord." Here are the very words of the Lord God recorded in the Scriptures. They are unchangeable. It would be easier for the heavens and the earth to pass away than for the words of Scripture to fail. The Scriptures are the standard for what is right or wrong. Homosexuality is still wrong, because the Scriptures say that this is wrong. Premarital and extramarital sex are wrong because the Scriptures say they are wrong. Most people claiming to be Christians would agree with these things. But what about other things? What about baptism in water for the remission of sins? Acts 2, verse 38. What about women remaining silent in the services of the church? 1 Corinthians 14, 34 and 35. What about weekly communion? Acts chapter 20 and verse 7. Or what about, "Be careful lest you fall," 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 12. Does it bother you when preachers and denominations teach things differently than what the Bible says? Is there anything wrong anymore? In Matthew 15 verses 8 and 9, Jesus said, "These people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men." These things are as true as the moral laws. Where did the Scripture say these things have changed? My friends, if any of these things have changed, there must be some Scripture predicting that there would be a change, or that there must be some Scripture stating that the change has already taken place. If your church or your preacher is teaching differently than these Scriptures that we've talked about, then your preacher is wrong. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 1, verses 8 and 9, "Even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. As we've said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed." Think about these things. Don't stay in a church that is teaching or practicing wrong. Some things are wrong. It matters what we believe and practice. Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's www.willofthelord.com. And at our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.